Anchor people. My name is Jess, and you are listening to Jess in the Flesh. So, Anchor just updated their app, and I just have a lot of segments that were never published in an episode, so I feel like I should just publish those in an episode, and then continue on with my life. So, today I'm just gonna play segments from the past, music from the past, things that just never made it into an Anchor episode, because now you can only make episodes and not just leave your content on for 24 hours. So, yeah, that's what I'm doing today. Hope you're having a good day. It's kind of nice outside, I think.
Hello, Anchor people. My name is Jess, and you are listening to Jess in the Flesh. So, it is currently 7:06 p.m. I usually start my show in the morning, but today I felt oh so compelled to go to the gym and use the multi-purpose room. Because every single time I've been trying to go to the gym on campus, someone has checked out the multi-purpose room and I cannot use it. And the sole purpose I would want to use it for is because there's a heavy bag in there and I have boxing gloves. And to let out my pent-up aggression, and just for therapeutic reasons, I like to punch the bag. And that's the only one on campus, so I need to get the room to do that. So, and like, it's just a struggle. So for the past 3 weeks, I've been trying to get that room, and I couldn't in the afternoon. So I was like, I have to go in the morning, because otherwise I'm not going to get it. And I got it, and it was great. I punched the bag for a little while, like 45 minutes. And then after that, I was dancing for a little bit. And in the middle of me dancing, these two people just walk into the room, make me feel uncomfortable, and I was like, And they were like, oh, is it okay if we're here? We don't mean to bother you or anything. And I'm like, oh, it's fine. But in the inside, I was like, no, leave, please. You know, when you are just being yourself and you're alone and then someone interrupts you, it's just very awkward. And so I was in an awkward situation this morning.
Here are the songs I played in case you missed them. Pride by Totem and Fall Away by 21 Pilots.
Since I am talking about self-love and self-acceptance and all that fun stuff on this Valentine's Day, I want to turn the question to you guys. So, what is your favorite quality about yourself and why? Feel free to call in, comment, or, you know, just think about it if you're really that shy, but no worries, this is a judgment-free zone. And also, you know, just call in, comment, if you feel compelled to, do so. I'm not trying to force you to do anything you don't want to. But to answer my own question, I feel as though my favorite quality about myself is that I am I try to be as authentic as I can, because I feel like authenticity just allows you to be free and live your best life, do what you want to do, be who you want to be, and, you know, some things that make me authentic are things that other people like, and that's not an issue. Some things that make me authentic are things that nobody else likes, and that's not an issue either. If you're really your true self, and you know, at least you strive to be your true self, because I have talked about before that I don't think you can actually be 100% your true self because of outside influences from society and culture and all that stuff, but yeah, I think I'm a pretty authentic person, and I like to feel like I'm special, but you know, a lot of people are underneath the same, and you know, you just need to do what makes you happy, find that motivation, find your passion, and live your best life. And also, you guys all just need to love yourself so then you can spread love to other people and make them feel good and make their day. On Valentine's Day, if you're alone like me, or even if you're in a relationship, do good by the people close to you. Call your parents, like, hang out with your friends. Compliment someone, make someone's day, because even though today is a cheesy holiday that shouldn't really exist, but it does, just, you know, embrace the main theme of the day, which is love. So spread love and positive vibes, and I look forward to hearing your call-ins. Good morning, Anchor people. My name is Jess, and you are listening to Jess in the Flesh. Anyway, today is a new day, a new dawn, and, you know, I said it backwards. I did Michael Bublé wrong. So, I woke up maybe 20 minutes ago because my roommates, I live in a triple, so I have two roommates. My roommates woke up and left, and they wake me up almost every morning. I'm not complaining about it because I should be getting up and being productive, but on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, I don't have class until 10:15. And then on Tuesdays, I don't have class till 1, which is why I do my show then. And then Thursdays, I have an 8:45 lab. So it's kind of like I try to sleep in as much as I can to prepare my body to wake up for an 8:45 lab. It's really interesting because, like, in high school, you're just so used to waking up at, like, 6:30 in the morning. At least I did, because school for me in high school started at, like, 7:30. The bus would come around 7, where that's when I'd, like, drive and stuff. But now it's just hard. You get into the groove of life, and you stay up later, and all that stuff. And it's just the morning, man. I'm not really a morning person. I don't know if you can tell. My voice is kind of scratchy. My friend was sick, and she gave me a hug the other day, and I'm like, did she give me what she had? I hope not, because that would be unfortunate for me. It'll be like finals week last semester all over again. I literally lost my voice. Like, I've never lost it entirely, but that was terrible. It was the worst thing ever. It was all scratchy, and I sounded like a prepubescent boy. No, not a prepubescent. A boy going through puberty. Because, you know, if they were prepubescent, they wouldn't be cracking. Am I right? Sure. So yeah, I'm just sitting on my bed, awaiting my fate. I probably should continue to write that essay, because I also have to trace this collage I made, like, onto a bigger piece of paper, because I'm taking a drawing class, so I have to draw this collage, like, in a larger scale. And he walked up to me and told me that my collage would kill me, my professor, basically. So I am kind of scared to try to do it, because you're supposed to just cut random images out of magazines and, like, stick them on the paper. But all of mine are more, like, they're smaller than most other people's, and there's a lot of them, so there's all different kinds of textures and lines and stuff. So he's like, you're gonna die, and I'm like, great. So I somehow have to manage to get that done, or I could just make a new collage and start over. But, like, do I really want to do that? Do I feel like I have time to do that? More likely than not, I don't have time to do that, because I still have to write that 5-page paper. But I did start it yesterday. And no, I'm not cheating. I have the book. I found it. I found it in iBooks for free, which was amazing because I forgot to order it. Well, technically, when they gave us our books for class, it wasn't in the portal where you, like, because you put your class information in, and then you have, like, your book selections. They didn't have that book in at the time, so I didn't know to get it. And then the first day of class, he's like, oh, you need this book too. And I was like, are you kidding? But I never ordered it, and I'm glad, because then I would have had to pay for it, even though it was on iTunes for free.
So I just went to class. I got a salad because health, guys. And then I ate a chocolate-covered pretzel because enjoyment. And I watched YouTube. I am the queen of productivity, obviously. I told myself I was going to write more of my essay in this gap between classes. But alas, I did not. And so this is what my life has amounted to. Like, it's rough. It's hard. It's oh so complex, man. 'Cause I need to write that essay and I need to trace that thing. I have to trace the thing for tomorrow. And it's just gonna be muy difícil because Spanish, right? Oh, God. Anyway, I apologize for being an awkward bean. But I'll potentially talk to you again later on in the day. And in hopes of me not dying from forcing myself into stress because of procrastination. Look at me. So, currently I am working on that essay that I have to write. I wrote a half a page more than I had written yesterday since I've come back from class. I also had a snack. I had some peanut butter on crackers, and you know, your girl likes the chunky peanut butter. So yeah, I went there. I used the chunky peanut butter and it was great. I have a weird thing where I just like crunchy foods. I don't know what it is, but my mouth likes the feeling of crunching on food. That's why I'm not really a fan of, like, just grilled cheese with nothing on it. There has to be some kind of substance. I usually put, like, roasted peppers or pickles on my grilled cheese, because you have to add some fun things. Otherwise, the flavor and texture do not really agree with me. But on that note, I'm going to try to write another page of this essay at least, so I can prepare myself better for tomorrow. And I have to trace that thingy that I'm really highly regretting going to do. But you know, I have to. I gotta do what I gotta do. I have to be a productive human. I am here. We are paying for this. So, I mean, my family and I are paying for this, being at school, and I'm privileged, so I need to make the most of being here, and a little stress never hurt anyone. A lot of stress potentially could hurt someone, but a little stress, not too bad, not too bad. And so, yeah, I'm gonna get back to writing this paper.
And maybe I'll play some music for you guys. Yeah, that's what I'll do. Music. Okay, I'm done.
Good morning, Anchor people. So, I'm Jess, and this is Jess in the Flesh. Didn't do my normal intro because I didn't feel compelled to. No judgment. Anyway, I didn't talk to you again last night. I had an interesting paranormal experience in the art building, which I will tell you about in a little bit. But, you know, yesterday I ate dinner, did all the things, did my work, went back to the room, showered, and went to bed. All the boring things, besides the paranormal experience, because that is worth telling you all about. So, that will happen. Also, this morning, I woke up at around, 8 o'clock, and I am so dead tired. Don't know why I'm so tired. I think it's the weather, because it's all rainy and gloomy outside here in the northeast. Yesterday and the day before were just so beautiful that it had to rain on my parade today. But, you know, I like the rain. It just makes me really tired. And unfortunately for me, I have to be productive today to do that essay and motivate myself to do the essay. So that's gonna be a thing. And yeah, I think it's 11 o'clock right now. 11 a.m. I just came back from my 8:45 lab, which took forever, but I held a human brain, which was pretty cool. I mean, if you're into that stuff. I like sciencey things. I like to know how things work, but I would never major in science, so, I mean, there's that. I'm just really tired. I think I'm gonna grab a snack to hold me over till lunch because I didn't eat breakfast this morning, as I typically forget to do. So that's swell and nifty and dandy. So yeah, I'll do that. Have a snack. Maybe work on some homework if I'm feeling oh so compelled to. And then I have to go to art class. So I'll talk to you guys in a bit, and I'll tell you that story. See, I'm leaving you with anticipation on a cliffhanger. What ghostly experience did I experience in life yesterday night in the art building? It was scary, man. Okay, I'm done. So guys, I'm back once again in the day. It's 3:20 right now. I just came back from my drawing class, which was good, but I was just really, really tired. I'm still extremely tired from this morning. And it's probably because I've only drank one glass of water thus far in the day, because I'm really terrible at drinking water. So please give me your positive vibes and motivation to help me drink more water, because agua is good for the soul and the body, and I don't know where I'm going with this, but anyway, I'm just sitting here in my room having a snack because I'm dying. So I have a water bottle, so that'll be two glasses of water today so far, and then some peanut butter and Ritz crackers. Fun stuff, man. And I swear, I'm not lying, I have that ghost story for you. I'm brain dead, so I want it to be as good as it can possibly be told, and that would only occur if I was hydrated and, you know, had food in me. So on that note, I will talk to you about it probably next time I speak to you today. Yeah.
So guys, it's now February 23rd. I updated Anchor in the middle of the day yesterday, and I mean, like, I'm not really vibing with it very much. I love how as soon as I was like, oh, I'm gonna put up daily segments, that they completely change it, and now it's only for podcast episodes, which is kind of unfortunate, because I feel like that defeats the entire purpose of what Anchor was supposed to be initially. So I'm a little bit frustrated with it. And also, I feel like it's more difficult to discover, like, new people on Anchor, mainly because they don't have the recent section anymore. Everything has changed completely and entirely. And, you know, I'm not really vibing with it that much. So, I hope that eventually they will get those features back, because I miss them. Like, it's just slightly irritating, and I just want to be able to just post my 24-hour segments and not just make everything a podcast episode. I feel like the Anchor community is less of a community now because of it. So this is just my opinion. If anyone else has an opinion, you feel free to message me, because now it's not a call-in. You can message me and tell me what you feel about it.
The good thing, though, about having a new Anchor setup is to experience all the new, you know, features and other fun stuff that it has to offer. So I cannot be a complete pessimist like I was in the previous segment. So, what I did realize, though, is if you're going to, like, publish your podcast, you can exclusively just publish on Anchor. So I think that's probably what I'm going to end up doing. So I will still have, you know, daily content out for you guys. And yeah. But the official one that goes everywhere is just going to be on Tuesdays. I have come to that conclusion. Also, have you long awaited my ghost story? I hope you have, because I hinted at it in the beginning of this episode. So I hope you listened this far so you can hear it, because it's quite interesting. So about a week ago. Okay, I need to stop. About a week ago, I was in the art building because I had to do an assignment which required me to project a collage from my sketchbook onto a larger piece of paper that was, you know, on a wall. Behind where the handheld projector is, there is an elevator. So I was sitting there working, tracing my collage and whatnot, and the elevator door just randomly opened, and no one was there or around me. And I was like, hey, this is weird. And so that happened, and then eventually it closed and everything was fine. After a while, it opened again. This time I heard, like, footsteps and stuff, so someone could have came up, but I didn't, like, see anyone. out of, like, my peripherals or anything. So I was like, huh, that's weird. And then I turned around, and the door was still open. It stayed open for 30 minutes. 30 minutes. So, okay, the door's open. And I was like, I can't deal with this, because the light from the elevator was directly on where the projector was. So it was hard, really hard for me to trace anything because of how the light, like, drowned out the details that were being projected from the projector. So then I was like, huh, I need to fix this. So I walked over to the elevator, and I, like, hit the button on the inside and tried to jump out really quick, so then the door would close. The door didn't close, and it was open for 30 minutes, like I said. And after that, like, after I was finished trying to trace the things that I couldn't really see, but I managed, I tried to go back down that elevator because it leads out right next to where my dorm is. So it only made sense, right? So I went in there. I tried to press the button to go down. The door closes halfway and then opens back up again. And I'm like, this is weird because no one is there. Usually that only happens when someone is walking in or out, or there's, like, a limb, like, in the door frame, the entrance of the elevator, whatever. So I was like, okay, this is weird. And the elevator still wouldn't go down. And I was like, you know what? I'm mad. So I walked out, and I took the staircase down that was, like, across the hall. And then after that, after I got outside of the building, I realized one thing. I forgot my keys. So I had to call my roommate. I was like, hey, I did something stupid. And so she had to come and open the door for me. But before she got there, someone came out. So then I went in. And then she got there basically as soon as I got into the building. And she was mad at me. But that's besides the point. So then after that, I tried to go back up the elevator because of convenience. So it didn't come down. It wasn't working. So then I had to walk through the basement, up the stairs, and then around to the other end to finally retrieve my keys. And then after all that, guess what I did? I went try to go back down the elevator. This time I managed to get down the elevator. I just had to press, like, several buttons for it to actually function. And yeah, if it was a ghost, though, they were probably trying to tell me that my keys were still there, so they were nice, which is cool. So, much respect. If it was just a matter of elevator issues, like, okay. But, I just found it really strange. Especially when the door, like, closed halfway and opened. I was like, okay. And, side note, when I was sitting there, like, drawing everything, I heard little mice around, and I was like, I heard squeaking, and I'm like, if there's a mouse that comes outside... not outside. If there's a mouse that comes out from behind that bookshelf, I will flip my crap. I would be terrified. And honestly, it'd be rough. So that's all I have to say. Guys, I think it's now time that I end this podcast. I hope you enjoyed. I feel like it was a little longer than normal because I was trying to figure out what to do with all those extra segments. And so this is what came out of it. And from now on, I am posting new segments every day just on Anchor. So I guess, like, new episodes or whatever they call them now. So look forward to that, guys. And this was kind of just a mess of a podcast with all these random segments from throughout the entirety of this week. So I hope you enjoyed, even though it's not like normal. I hope I enlightened you in some way, and I hope you stuck around to the end to hear this ghost story, because it was
A1, my friend. So, anyway, thanks for listening. I'll talk to you guys soon, once again. Anchor people, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Podcast listeners, I'll talk to you next week. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.